The news this morning, because 650 homes will now be built on the land of Peterborough's old Speedway Stadium. The City Council in autumn rejected plans for 650 homes on the site of the old Shale track, which was home to the Peterborough Panthers for 53 years. Yesterday, they overturned that decision. So these 650 houses will be part of a wider redevelopment of the East of England showground in Old Walton, led by Asset Earning Power Group, or AEPG. They've already been granted outline planning permission for 850 homes, along with a hotel, a care home and leisure facilities. So this new decision takes the total number of homes that we'll see on the showground to 1,500. The Chief Executive of AEPG, Ashley Butterfield, addressed councillors during the Appeals and Planning Review Committee.
The alternative provision offered will outweigh the loss of the Speedway track and offer social and well-being benefits that collectively far exceed the offer from the showground.
We can hear now from Julie Stevenson, an independent Peterborough City Councillor for Orton Waterville. Morning, Julie.
Morning, Dottie.
So the City Council's now made two decisions on this particular planning subject, one in October when they rejected the plan, one yesterday where they overturned that decision. Which one was right?
Yeah, what a farce, honestly. I'm so embarrassed by this whole debacle. So we had a 5.5 hour meeting in October where, that's right, one of the applications, the one for 850 homes plus leisure facilities, was approved. And the second one for 650 homes, which is a lot closer to homes that have already been built in Northgate, Norton Southgate, that one was rejected mostly because of overdevelopment, that it's just going to be too crowded, having 1,500 homes added there all at once. Now, that planning committee is very experienced. It has a chair that's been on the planning committee a decade, very experienced, very well-respected councillor. And the folk around the table, the councillors around the table making that decision, very experienced, very highly trained. But there was a call-in. Four councillors decided to call that decision on the 650 homes in. And so we had this meeting yesterday, which was with a panel that I think have only met once before in recent history, certainly not all together. Have very little understanding of planning at all, which became very obvious as the meeting progressed, and their complete lack of understanding of how the planning process works, which was evidenced in their questions. There are two very skilled councillors on that committee, Councillor Elsie and Councillor Hiller, and they were both on holiday. But the meeting was held at a time when they couldn't be there. So it was an absolute joke. And honestly, Dossie, I spoke for 7 minutes. I think I might as well have sung the theme tune to the Teletubbies, and it would have had the same effect, because the councillors around the table did not know what they were doing.
Okay, just if you're going to make that claim, Julie, maybe give us an example of some of the conversation that was had that, in your view, shows up the inexperience, the lack of knowledge of the committee yesterday.
They repeatedly asked questions about the other application that had already been passed. And Councillor Day and I were at pains, and we kept shouting out and being told to not heckle, saying, this is the wrong application you're talking about here, because the chair wasn't intervening. She'd intervened sometimes, mostly to tell me and Councillor Day not to interrupt. But they didn't know what they were doing. And it was very clear they'd not read all the documentation. I mean, there is a lot of it, of course. Councillor Day and I have been working on this for years. It's an absolutely huge application. But the frustration, and also when it came to, you know, they hear presentations, they then get to ask questions, and they then have a debate. When it came to the debate, they didn't want to have a debate, which is not surprising if they didn't really understand what they were discussing. But we cannot have a situation at a city council where a skilled group of councillors make a decision, somebody doesn't like it for whatever reason, and then a group of unskilled councillors marks their work and throws out the original decision. It's an absolute joke, and it makes me feel very embarrassed. And residents are in absolute uproar, and I'm fully behind them. If this were a job, I'd resign. But I'm an elected representative. I'm sticking at it for the sake of the people who elected me. But my goodness, I'm embarrassed this morning.
Why is this application so troublesome to you? You know, there's already permission for 850 homes. We knew it was going to be a big development, 650 more. What's the big issue for you?
The issue is this word overdevelopment, which means too many houses too close together with no infrastructure. And the infrastructure means things like doctors and dentists and schools and all those sorts of things that people need to create a community. But also the transport infrastructure. Anybody who lives around here knows that Oundle Road is gridlocked at certain times of the day already. Add another 1,500 homes, probably three cars per household, if it's anything like the street I live in. And it's going to be so much worse. And the council was asked about mitigation. The council officers who were present at the meeting yesterday, and their response was, they're going to put traffic lights on the roundabout at the top of Wistow Way. Well, those traffic lights have been there before and were a failure, and that was without all this new influx of people living in this area. So it's everything that I said yesterday. If anybody was listening, it's dangerous, it's going to be too built up, and there's no infrastructure to make it a safe community, and that's what worries us. 1,800 that's already approved, 850 that's already approved, is enough. That's a challenge enough. But 1,500 all coming to one part of Peterborough at once, to my mind, it's just dangerous, and my residents agree with me.
Okay, Julie, thank you for coming on the show. Some strong words there from Councillor Julie Stevenson, independent representative for Orton Waterville in